Thank you, Madam Chair. As you said, this is the standard standard way of presenting the agenda for the meetings of the parties in the last years. So the organizational matters include the election of a chair of the general segment, the adoption of the agenda, report on the credentials, and also the usual updates on the stages of the ratification of the convention, its amendments, and the protocol. Then going further down, the outstanding issues. So the outstanding issues are the draft decisions. About the draft declaration. So about the outstanding issues, they include all the draft decisions for the meeting of the parties that will be still discussed in this general segment. If there are any pending issues, or perhaps many of them would have already been agreed by yourself in the June session of the working group, and if not, they can still be small things addressed at the under the outstanding issues. And the draft declaration, like the draft decisions, if there are any issues that are still open in the text, they can be then discussed and agreed upon, because the practice has been that the high-level segment is only for rubber stamping, only for adopting the decisions. There is a minister, usually, or vice minister, an ambassador, heading, chairing that session, and that high-level segment chair only needs to adopt the decisions and not to start or reopen already negotiated texts, which would have been done during this general segment. And of course, the nomination of officers is also an important item. If there are still some vacant seats, or if there are multiple nominations, or the discussions, outstanding discussions, can be concluded during the general segment, which there should be sufficient time, because then the next day these can continue. Can you scroll down? Wednesday, during the general segment, there would be a first half a day panel discussion. And indeed, the Bureau proposed these as possible topics for you to consider and to opt for, to propose other topics for discussion during the general segment. Then Thursday, the 10th of December. Perhaps I very quickly present it, and then to give you an overview. So the general segment will continue for another third day. So really, to have sufficient time to address all the items. The outstanding issues could be continued, and then there would be a review of the work plan as usual, just the status of the implementation of the intersessional work plan, and presentation of the activities of the committee. And then the fourth and the last day, the 11th of December, would be the high-level segment with the opening ceremony, election of a new chair for the high-level segment, speeches of your heads of delegation, then a report from the general segments panel, and then usually there's a panel discussion or seminar for the high-level segment. And the Bureau proposed that, as the convention was adopted in February 91, and it is then going to be December 20, so it's just before the 30th anniversary of the adoption of the convention, so this event should be marked by a special event at the high-level segment. Yes, sorry, I'm, I Hopefully I didn't confuse the introductory speeches are, of course, by the host government and by the executive secretary of the UNECE, and then the statement by your heads of delegation would come under number 9, the statements by ministers and high-level representatives. And this would be then, in the end, be followed by the adoption of decisions in the afternoon session of the high-level segment. Thank you.